So let's call this one Master Keys to Richness. So in NLP school, we learned that the rate at which someone speaks is the rate at which they listen. So if somebody's talking pretty fast, you might want to talk fast. If somebody really meters out what they say, you might want to meter out what you say. Because if you talk really fast to somebody who meters out what they say pretty slowly, they're just going to take that first 15 seconds or so, or even just that first tiny little snip, and go inside and play with it for a while. Let it perk. Notice how it feels. By the way, neither of these is right or wrong or better or worse. They're different. And I really want you to play in all of these. How flexible of a communicator can you become? Because the more flexible your communication, and you get in order to actually speak and listen at different speeds and in different ways, your internal experience has to change first. You see, all the time I notice when people say, "Can I ask you a question?" Sure, because what I was thinking about and the way it might fit in here. Now, this is, I'll get to the point. Those tend to be people that wait a lot. Because to do that, most people are going to be setting up and thinking and counterthinking and so on, versus just noticing a hunger and feeding its fulfillment. By the way, the one that goes in a whole bunch of different directions with the preamble and the setup and so on, that's a very useful strategy for designing systems. That is not a very useful strategy for feeding something into a system. In other words, if you want to write a computer program, let it be pretty comprehensive. If you want to build a business strategy, let it be pretty comprehensive. But on the other hand, the customer journey, let it be simple. How to input data, let it be simple. I use this little app called Just Press Record. I'm using it right now. It's very simple. You press a button, it records. You press a button, it stops. You press a button, it emails me the file, and then I can send it to rev.com for a transcript. Okay, then I download the transcript. Victoria checks it. I put it onto the web page along with the original recording. And then I modify and pretty up as useful so it's easy to read. You get it? All right, let's dive in a little differently. Ready? I notice all the time in the groups, people will talk, here's 37,000 words about how what happened after I felt it real to have money. They have this long hypnotic story full of details. Horrifying details, not yummy ones. Okay, stuff that they actually feel, some stuff that they actually experience in gory and glorified detail. Versus, what I want is financial freedom, vague concept that they don't bother feeling real. By the way, you've probably noticed I'm not anti feeling real at a big chunk level. If you want to really just find financial freedom, find what it feels like to not have financial concerns. Find what it's like not to be in financial prison. As you fall asleep at night, just find the feeling of, it's okay. Everything is okay. And if you find your brain starts to go in some specific weird, like, oh my God, what if I live under the bridge where the Bob guy walks past every day and he doesn't have shoes? Stop it. Prune the vine. See, one of the things that I've noticed is you can cut a vine to the ground. You really want to prune it? Cut it to the ground. Because there's this massive network underneath that's already there. It's called roots. And you can grow a new vine. You see, you've got this massive network. You're already using the three tools effectively. Everyone is. The three main tools that I teach, there's a reason why I put those in the toolbox. I made the toolbox up. But I noticed Neville kept talking about these three, and I noticed people around me continuously use them. Right? Congratulatory conversations? Well, people imagine instead them saying something like, I always knew you'd be a screw-up, or not too bad for you. Yeah, here's a nickel. Right? People imagine in that direction. Right? Instead of revising, they passively relive. And that whole I remember when, when I was younger, I felt good. Yep, that's a memory of the past versus nailing it now. So richness of experience. We've approached it in quite a few different ways so far in the course. And as we begin to head toward the official end of the course, what I want you to notice is how many ways are you really playing with giving yourself richness of experience? Because we've got the four happy chemicals, right? We've talked about them, the four pillars. Really play with those guys. And by the way, here's another one. Remember, oxytocin is invitational. It's also something you give. Because there is no other, right? We talk about seeming others and stuff, but let's let it be practical. Ready? When I invite someone to touch me, or when I'm okay touching them, right, they're given to. I focus on inviting by giving. I want you to discover how many ways you can do that. And this whole thing of what speed do you talk at? That's the speed you listen in. That's the speed that you experience auditory imaginal in. On the other hand, I want you to notice, too, how fast you communicate non-verbally, because you do it fast. And if you start noticing how fast and what you actually are communicating non-verbally, I bet you're going to discover your Feel It Real sessions become a whole new level of fascinating fun. Because it's not just, well, I hear them saying the words. No, I want you to feel what you would feel if they were saying them. And notice how that impacts them, and that impacts you, and that impacts them. It's reverb. Think about this. While most people are just focusing on words in life, if you notice what's non-verbally happening and how it goes back and forth, watch two people flirt. Watch two people who are in love. Watch two people fall in love. Watch somebody who's selling and somebody who's buying actively engage each other. There's so much fast non-verbal going on, back and forth. And most of it's going to be outside of most people's attention. But if you let it get into your attention, you can notice, oh my God, what's my real reaction? And you can change states and have more lovely ones. So here's some homework. Are you ready? I want you to play with speaking at different speeds. When you feel like you've got to talk faster, you want to talk fast, talk slower. And when you want to just meter it out and make sure that you say things to people in ways that you think will help them understand it more. And just talk. Just talk. Just let it out. So a friend of mine many years ago, whenever I was studying ad copy, and I respected his ad copy, and I said, what's your secret? And he says, first of all, I write to one person, and that person's always some version of me. My second secret is I never edit while I write. I edit after. I know my destination, and I edit after. You get it? He surrenders to the destination and just writes. And afterwards, then he can add some clarity in. Know your destination. Dive into your sessions. And if you might notice, like, no, that's not just... Let me just change this a little bit, because maybe my destination is something a little different. Like the classic, it's never about him or her, it's always about me. Let it always be about you. And this applies to money. It's not about $1 million in the bank account. It's about being a millionaire, if that's your thing. For me, it's about creating wealth. I am a wealth creator. You get it? I feel it. I create wealth as I create richness. This is where I want you to play. Notice the rate at which people naturally speak. By the way, if you match them, just for fun, and maybe speed up or slow down a little bit, you can invite them to some different speeds. If you're going to invite people to oxytocin, one way is by touching. Another way is to basically, literally, allow yourself to speak at the rate that they listen to and invite them to a different rate. And I'm not talking manipulation here. I'm talking exploration. Don't do this stuff to make someone do something. Play with this stuff so you can share an adventure together. Because here's the thing. You could use some of this, and a lot of people teach rapport technologies and so on, to establish rapport, to get your own way. Not a fan of that. On the other hand, if you match the speed at which somebody, if you speak at the rate that they speak, which is the rate that they listen at, and you invite them to something a little slower, or a little faster, depending upon where they start, you two take an adventure together. People tell us that they want to come visit us in the garden. I used to do live mall trainings. I'm looking at doing those again. But people come down here for adventures, experiences, because when you change your adventure, when you change your experience, you change your life. And when you share an adventure with someone else, oh my God, the dopamine. Oh, where are we going to go next? The oxytocin. Where are we going to go next? The endorphin. Oh my God, I can't believe we did that. Ooh. And what's the other one? Some of you know. See ya.